Proclamation number 7667 of 6th of August, 1960. Concern for soul paramount. Promise. Every spiritual request will be granted to you. For as soon as you are concerned about your soul's salvation, you also recognize the meaning and purpose of your earthly life and try to live up to it. And because you know that your spiritual development requires spiritual help, you request it and it will be granted to you. Everything that helps the soul to ascend will be given to you because you think of your soul first and thus also seek my kingdom with its righteousness. And then my promise will also come true that you will be given everything else you need in order to be able to live your earthly life. But from this you will see that it is far better for you to take care of your soul's salvation and to appeal for spiritual help for it than to worry about earthly needs or to approach me for such. Because your earthly life is secured at the same time if you first take the spiritual state into account. If you first think of the soul and strive for my kingdom, the care for your soul's salvation should be a priority. You should want to help it, to provide it with what it needs in terms of nourishment. You should remedy your soul's adversity. You should not let it go hungry and always appeal for my support, for strength and grace and constant care through me myself. You should hand your soul over to me so that I will guide it onto the right path which leads upwards. And even if you no longer take earthly life so seriously, it will nevertheless take place in all order, for I myself will take care of you because you endeavor to bring your spiritual life into the right order. And this always happens when you appeal to me for strength and grace for your path of life. Then you will also recognize the right meaning and purpose of your existence, and then your maturing will also be assured. The soul will progress in its development, you will reach the right aim. Anyone who is concerned about his spiritual well-being already has the right realization, he knows why he lives this earthly life, and he is also in contact with me. Otherwise he would not appeal to me myself for strength and grace which he needs for the soul's ascent. But anyone who is united with me, whose earthly path has not been travelled in vain. Anyone who is united with me, the light of realization also shines for him, and therefore he constantly approaches me for strength from me because he recognizes the influx of strength as his original state, and thus he also opens his heart to my illumination of love. He asks me and I give myself to him and thus fill him with light and strength. And no spiritual request will go unheard at my ear. For spiritual requests have been sent to me in spirit and in truth, which always touch the Father's ear and cause him to make himself his own to his child because he loves it and also wants to be recognized and loved by it as Father. Amen.